Pedro, before you get started, I just want to mention for the record that apparently there are no other counsel here for the oral argument this afternoon. So we're prepared to go ahead and hear your argument. And are you aware of whether or not we received a notification that the city of Delta did not intend to appear for the oral argument, but there are two other counsel. Do you know whether they intended to appear for the oral argument this afternoon?
My name is Frank Woodrow, Your Honor, 1940. It's my number. I think I'll be the only one here today, so.
Okay, well, that's fine.
The issue in this case concerns some real estate, around 7 acres. And this land was annexed into the city of Delta in the year 2000. And the city of Delta is now requiring the property to be subdivided. And the plaintiff in this case takes the position that the property was either an exception to subdivision or was in fact subdivided at a previous time. And therefore, the city has no jurisdiction to require a further subdivision. The original deed that comes into issue is dated June the 10th of 1975. And that was several years after the state legislation authorizing subdivisions and also authorizing an exemption to the subdivision regulations. And at that time, the property was owned by some people named McKnight, capital M-C-K-N-I-G-H-T. And Martinetta McKnight apparently hired a surveyor to prepare a plat and divided the 7 acres of real estate into three different parcels. And two of those parcels were conveyed then to Martinelli and to her husband, Garner, as joint tenants. The third parcel was retained by Martinelli in her own name. It was a 0.40 acres. The plaintiff in this case felt that this property was in fact an exemption to the subdivision regulations and dealt with the property thereafter in that manner. There was five different transactions that are concerned here. Then in the year 2000, the property was annexed into the city of Delta. And Delta decided that everybody had to re-subdivide the property. And it's not as easy as it sounds because the subdivision in Delta required some very expensive work to be done on the property, primarily a sewer line that could cost as much as $75,000. And so by that time, Mr. Simons has sold one of the parcels. And it was the to the Cunninghams. And the Cunninghams didn't want to spend $75,000 for a sewer line. And so they took the position that they'd been misled, that they hadn't realized this property had to be re-subdivided. Well, based upon that allegation, the plaintiff in this case filed a suit to raise the issue as to whether or not the city of Delta had jurisdiction to re-subdivide the property. And Judge Greenacre, the district judge, made two different rulings. One, he said that the original deed, McKnight deed, was not an exemption. And he based that reasoning upon the fact that the 7 acres was because two parcels of it were conveyed to Mrs. Martinelli and her wife and her husband, and therefore the entire 7 acres wasn't deeded.
Mr. Woodrow,
that
was
being the case, it was not an exemption.
Yeah, Mr. Woodrow, was the exemption issue raised at trial or only on summary judgment?
What's that?
Was the exemption issue raised at trial or only on summary judgment?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I have
okay.
That's a whole engineering problem.
Was the exemption issue raised at trial or only on summary judgment?
Was what now?
The exemption issue that you're talking about now. Was it raised at trial or only on summary judgment?
It was raised, yeah.
At trial?
Yeah.
Okay.
The judge on two different occasions ruled that it was not an exemption because the entire tract had not been something that the plaintiff in this case takes the relation that doesn't matter because the legislation doesn't require the entire tract. Now, Delta has its own subdivision regulations. They put that requirement in that the entire track had to be conveyed for an exemption, but that didn't exist in the state statute. And so the plaintiff takes the position that the statute doesn't require that, and therefore it was an abuse of discretion to rule that it was not an exemption. What the district court did do was rule that it was in fact a subdivision. And so the plaintiff in this case takes the position, well, if it was a subdivision, then it's been subdivided. How can the city of Delta require a new subdivision if it's already been done? And the court also ruled that anybody looking at these deeds should have known, should have understood that Martinelli transaction was in fact a subdivision. And so the plaintiff takes the position, well, I guess maybe the city of Delta should have understood that also. And on top of that, when the city annexed this property, they made a finding saying that there'd be no further requirements. And that was a matter of record. And they had these deeds in their possession. It was in the annexation file. They knew all about them. And they made the finding there'd be no further requirements with the annexed property. And the plaintiff takes the position, well, that finding having been made, he believes that the city is bound by that finding, that either the exception exists or the subdivision exists. And therefore, you can't change either one of those. And doing so opens up the title problem with these tracks, and the city now wants three different owners to re-subdivide the property and to pay the bill for whatever that takes, even though based upon the district court's ruling they should have realized that the property was either an exception or was in fact a subdivision, and having been done they have no jurisdiction to redo it, to do it over. That's the issue in this appeal, Judge.
Mr. Woodrow, if the property has to be re-subdivided, how would that be done? If the property has to be re-subdivided now, how exactly would that be done? How would the re-subdivision take place?
Once it's been done, it's been done.
There's two previous Colorado cases that told you can't set aside subdivisions. When Aston and how the state later amended their legislation to allow that to happen, but several years later, which they did that. So anyway, those are the issues.
Thank you.
I had an accident. I fell down a flight of stairs and broke my neck.
And it affects my balance, so I need to have a cane. It also affects my hearing a little bit. But like I say, it's just something I'm going to get over.
Well, thank you for your oral argument, and we appreciate your coming here from Montrose, and there, we will issue a written opinion sometime in the near future. Thank you again.